Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So I was sitting up in here yesterday doing some work after everybody left. And Lindsay left this bag of butterscotch kisses.
I see that.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm starving. I didn't have any lunch or anything. And I just grabbed one, ate one. And then I was having to go to the urgent care because I developed diabetes.
Instantly.
Just from that. That yeah. One thing is so sweet.
Yeah, you don't sweet. Even have to swallow it. Just put it in your mouth. You got diabetes.
Yeah, because it's got some kind of a filling in it, too, that's yeah. just sugar and syrup.
Yeah, I think
mixed
so.
Together.
It's so good.
They're almost too sweet. I mean, the first one I had, I was like, these are amazing, but you can't eat a ton of them.
I'm thinking they would probably do well on a cracker.
Yeah.
On a cracker?
Yeah. Really? Salty mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah, like a Wheat Thin.
Ooh,
eat a regular, not the reduced fat or anything. Yeah. Regular Wheat Thin.
Get out of here with that.
With that would probably be a good balance.
Love Wheat Thins.
Mm-hmm. Same. I do too. All of us heterosexual men love Wheat Thins.
Girl
and a Triscuit.
You put a Triscuit near me, yeah, girl. I will.
I thought you preferred a Triscuit to a Wheat Thin.
It depends on what's going on the cracker. Like I. Different things for the different cracker, but I love them both.
What about squirt cheese? How's that called?
Yeah, so I love squirt cheese in it. Yeah,
that's on a Ritz or a saltine for me.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I like it on a Triscuit. I like it on a Wheat Thin. I mean, I could put that on anything, probably.
I just put it in my mouth sometimes. So.
You know what I like on a Wheat Thin is peanut butter.
Peanut butter's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Just open the jar and drag it through there.
Oh.
Mm.
Nutella's good on a Wheat Thin. Pretty much anything on a Wheat Thin is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was eyeballing the Nutella cups that you have back in that office, Lindsay. There's like little cups of Nutella.
The peanut butter chocolate. Yeah, yeah.
Or peanut butter chocolate thing. I was like, oh my gosh.
They're delicious.
Oh, it looks good. So good. I was about to just
that
throw a spoon
with
in it.
A Wheat Thin? Have we tried that with probably. A Wheat
Thin? That would be good. But I eat it with a spoon out of this thing.
Yeah.
And they sell a jar of it, a big jar. These are the little snack things, snack tubs that she brought. But they have the jars of it. I think it's pretty expensive, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would probably eat it gone in a week, maybe, the big jar.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Just walking around smelling like hazelnuts all day.
It's not even hazelnut. That's what I like better about it. It's chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Nutella.
I love Nutella. It's the only thing hazelnut flavor that I like.
Yeah.
You know.
Because it's not really, I mean, it is hazelnut flavor, but like hazelnut coffee creamer is too hazelnutty.
That's what Jody likes.
Yeah.
Mm. But this stuff.
So good.
Oh, I can just imagine slathering it onto a piece of so pillowy, soft white bread that just, can't even imagine. Or doing that thing where you roll the bread out a little bit with a rolling pin and then put the Nutella on it, cut the crust off, batter it, and then deep fry it.
Well, now you're talking.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm in a deep frying mood lately.
I love deep fries.
Mm. You know, that's why all this week we've been talking about fair food and all this other stuff.
Whew. Yeah.
And I've deep fried the past two Saturdays.
Have you really?
Yeah. I did those crawfish pies one Saturday, and then I did donuts at home the next Saturday.
Yeah.
So I got to come up with something for this week.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
What are we deep frying? Twinkies? Oreos? Snickers?
Oh.
Yeah, there's
I've
a
never
half
had
a Snickers.
A deep fried Twinkie.
You know what, though? I may, because I do it for a boy on his cheat day Saturday. So when he gets up, I have something special for him, like he's a little baby.
I love that.
But I think I may do deep fried Uncrustables.
Oh, now that.
Whoa. This week, yeah.
Well, my kids would love that. They take one every day to school.
So you just put a batter on it and then deep fry it.
Deep fry. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. So good.
And it only takes a couple of minutes for deep frying. Because, I mean, yeah. You look, it's already, it doesn't need to be cooked. It's not raw or anything.
Yeah.
You're just putting it in there enough to brown that batter. Wow. Mm, and then I'm put, either make a glaze for it or maybe just a sprinkle powdered sugar. You know, yeah. Like a white trash beignet.
Right. Hot trash. White trash.
So that wouldn't travel well, would it?
No. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be bad. You just wouldn't, if you wanted to reheat it, you mean?
But like if you brought it to work for Monday.
Oh, no.
Oh.
If you made arrangements so that I could have one.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
It might, though. I don't know. Just throw it in the microwave and microwave it. Sure, it'd probably be soggy though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you re-toast it? Re-air fry it?
Yeah. Throw it. Yeah. There you go. Throw it in the air fryer or something.
We don't have one up here.
I'd bring one for that.
Yeah.
I would lug that thing all the way to work.
Yeah. They're Ninja, you know, the kitchen brand. They have a portable air fryer now. It's like, you're doing too much. People set these things up in their little cubicles. Like, you bring an air fryer to work?
Yeah.
Come on.
And this may not surprise you, but I am prejudiced against air fryers.
Are you?
Yeah, I've developed a prejudice against
what's your prejudice?
I just hate that so many people just throw that in the air fryer, put it in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Or if I'm watching something that looks like a recipe that I might want to try, and then they go to the air fryer, I'm like, get out of here. I'm not doing that.
It's not real cooking.
Yeah. And it's a bandwagon thing. You know how I am about trends and bandwagon stuff.
Yeah, air fryers came out of nowhere with like the 1-2 punch. They were like, we're here and we're the most important kitchen item you can have. Like, oh my gosh.
That's what's got an air fryer. I'm going to bring back the fry grandpappy.
Yeah, was that a fry daddy?
It was a fry daddy, but bigger. It was the granddaddy or grandpappy, they called it. Yeah.
Wow.
Love that.
The fry daddy just ain't cutting it.
No.
I mean,
you can't cook enough in a fry daddy to fill a person's hollow tooth.
So when you're deep frying over 2 weekends, do you leave it out? Like just keep the oil or you dump all the oil
No.
You just dump it out in the street?
In the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, there you go.
When they're not looking. It's like, I can't get grass in this one spot to grow.
Yeah.
It smells like donuts.
Yeah.
It
smells like the fair.
Like a fair.
Yeah, that's what Jody said. It smells like the fair in here.
Which I would love. I love the smell of a fair.
But yeah, I put new oil every time.
And she hasn't tried any of these deep fried things?
She tried the donut.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. She can't eat the crawfish pies because anything that's too tomato-y gives her the diarrhea.
Oh.
So that's got, it's a tomato-based. You know, it's almost like an etouffee that you just stuff into the crawfish. I mean, the pastry thing.
She gets diarrhea from tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
It's usually if something uses tomato paste in the recipe.
Okay.
It's too much for something about it.
Do you announce it at the table? Like, Jody, make sure you don't eat that because it gives you diarrhea.
Well, she'll tell her. I'm not eating any of that. Cause, I mean, Lord knows I don't want to be in the bathroom all night.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Lord knows.
Yeah.
Even like pizza and stuff.
She can eat pizza.
Oh, she can't eat
pizza. Yeah, but it's not, she can't eat some pizza. There's a national chain that she can't eat because of the sauce that they use. And it's a sweeter sauce, so to me it means it's using tomato paste in the sauce.
You don't even have to tell me who that is. I know exactly who that is. Because the sweeter, you can taste it. I mean,
But then that's why she'll just say, well, I don't just love pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In general. Yeah. Well, I guess if pizza is, giving you the diarrhea several times.
Yeah, I would.
Even though it's just this one type.
Sure.
Listen, sometimes you just need a little clean out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I told you, little friend Jenny gets jealous if somebody has diarrhea.
Yeah.
She gets
no.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing that she just doesn't just evacuate after all the stuff she eats. Like you just think, because if I eat the way she did, I would just be like pooping my brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you would. I would. I mean, you poop your brains out if you eat a salad.
Yeah, I do. Did it last night, actually.
Oh, good. Well, it's a shame we're out of time. We'd like to hear all about that. Well,
some things are better left unsaid.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Extra Funny is new 10 a.m. Eastern every weekday as a podcast. Listen or watch at tjriggins.com. Extra Funny is sponsored by Wear Playground. Get 20% off with code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from LaCure are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. LaCure is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.